system and exactly get a rhythm for yourself tonight? Or what?
No, I mean, you know, last week didn't get a, you know, a chance to really just get in the rhythm last week, and this week was trying to get in the rhythm. Couldn't get in the rhythm like I wanted to, but the good thing about it, I went through my reads, have my reads was right and things like that, but just got to complete the ball. That's basically it, and continue to keep working. You know, as a receiving core, we got to just continue to keep working on just the little things. That's basically it. But on my part, you know, my reads and everything was right. I just got to complete the ball on some of them. That's basically it.
Are the numbers discouraging for you though?
No, not at all. Probably for y'all, yeah, you know. But to me, I mean, it's preseason. That's why we work. You know, I'm going to have a long season ahead of me, and I continue to get better and better. But, you know, I hated it because I got to hear, you know, these questions like this every time something like that happens. That's one thing I hate about it. But at the same time, I know the potential of this team, my potential of myself as well, how far I can go to get better and better. So, you know, I got all good, great offensive coordinator. It's going to get me ready. It's going to get me prepared to play each week, you know, and that's what all I'm looking for right now.
Just going through your progressions, how much more difficult is that than last year? Now you got to make not only your reads, but you got to make the accurate throws, too.
Right. I mean, the reads, I mean, it's coming along perfect right now because of the fact that, you know, a lot of preparation during the week. You know, we pretty much knew what they was going to run in defense and things like that. You know, at the beginning of the game, they brought, you know, a couple of more blitzes that we thought. But the good part about it, I got the ball out of my hands and I made it the right read and everything that we had practiced all week, and that's the good part about it. But at the same time, we just got to continue to keep working. It's going to be even better next week, you know. And then I wonder what they say after that. Good?
Yeah, one more. Coach said the footing was a problem out there. Was it a problem for you, the receivers?
No, not for me. I got to go back and ask Coach Fish that. But my part, I know I didn't have no bad footing.
Did the coaches discourage any 35-yard runs this week? Like last week when you broke out, ran the ball, did they discourage you from doing that this week?
No, like I said, I was just going through my reads, trying to make the throws down the field. That's basically what we wanted to work on this week as an offensive standpoint. You know, we always got to establish our running game, period. But we what we're trying to do as Tennessee Titans offense is we want to be very, very balanced and throwing the ball and running the ball. So today, yeah, we did a lot of passing, you know, myself as well as Kerry Collins. We all was throwing the ball around. What I like about Coach Hammerdinger, he didn't just put the throwing game into the bag. He just kept on letting us continue to keep working. You know, as quarterbacks and receivers, we just got to continue to keep working. It's going to be all right, though. We got more plays in our offense than what y'all seen today. So it's going to continue to keep working. So that's basically it. Good? Thanks.